Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Dan and Shay.
Dan and Shay.
Hello.
Where?
Hey. Howdy.
How are you?
Dan?
Is it sideways? Okay. For some reason, my Wi-Fi kept... another interview and it kept... bleeping every once in a while, I would go frozen. So if I go frozen, just tell me.
I hope it's always on like a good face or an embarrassing face.
You got to come on and just hold that face, make everybody think you're frozen, and then you just snap out of it. Whoa!
You're like, whoa! Here I am.
I thought about I'm here in my piano room, and I thought about just like silently flexing, just like piano. No, it was just I was just hanging up, and then just. I actually have these in the background. I've lost them.
Oh, so, yeah. Working it.
That freezes, dude.
Cool.
So way to work that in the interview, bro.
Like
way to work it in. No, that's amazing.
I love you that you show have a that piano off, room. A piano room. Do you have a guitar room?
Yeah, it's in the piano room. It's right here. Same place. It's my piano and guitar room.
That kind of leads into one of my questions that I had. I was thinking about if I was a super successful artist and I got Grammys and the money that probably comes with it, I would buy so much stupid stuff. Like I wouldn't even be responsible. And I wondered if there was anything that you actually bought where you were like, oh my God, I'm gonna buy this. But then you're like, why did I buy this? This was a bad choice. Like I would just make bad choices. So if you don't make any bad choices, that's great. It's probably... you're better.
I don't think Dan's not made any bad decisions. He's been smart. I'm not anymore, but I don't think there's anything stupid that I've bought. That
like a clothing
was
item?
Way too much money. I've bought some stupid stuff. Oh yeah. Okay. Not that kind of stuff. Like not anything too expensive, but I've bought some pretty stupid things. I'm sure it's accumulated. Like if you talk to my business manager, he might be like, yeah, it's around half his money he spent on stupid gadgets. Like I'm trying to look around here in this room. I've gotten some pretty dumb things, but nothing too expensive.
Movie chairs.
Oh, that's a good one. I should have went early on. I'm thinking of things I have now. I bought movie chairs whenever our first check, I bought movie chairs, Dan. You remember this? I
had in the beginning.
But the first place I bought, in the very beginning, I bought a condo. That was the first smart decision that I made. This was before I was married. And Dan and I were on the road a ton. And that was probably the stupidest decision I ever made. I walked into Best Buy. I had no furniture. I didn't have a bed. Literally, I was sleeping on an air mattress in this condo. And I went into Best Buy to get my furniture because, you know, I was like a 20-year-old single idiot.
You're a boy.
And
yeah.
I'm a boy. And I walked in and they had one of those really sick displays. And this was low key, like dream come true to be able to walk into Best Buy and be like, yeah, like see a setup that they have as the display and be like, yeah, go ahead and wrap it on up and I'll take it off. And I did that. I swear to you, I walked in, there was a 75-inch brand new Sony TV. It was like the newest one and like a TV stand, a rug and movie chairs. And I bought all of it.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm actually jealous.
Unbelievable. That was my living room couch, was three movie chairs that reclined. It was absolutely fire until I started dating my wife and she was like, what, this is the most impractical thing. We can't even sit next to each other.
Did you get rid of them, or do you have a spot for them now at the new place?
You know, I actually gave them to my parents, and they're somewhere at my parents' house in Arkansas. They live on.
You can still visit them.
I feel like those could be definitely, like, you know, when the Grand Ole Opry has like all the artifacts up from Dan and Shay, like they have your outfits, like the movie chairs have got to be in there in a glass case with a little sign about the story.
I just disinfected. I thought it was just sweaty, like come home from the bar, just sweating in the chair. You don't want those movie chairs. I can't believe my parents took them. I should never have given them to them to begin with.
Dan, I love your face the whole time he's telling the story, because you're like, I've lived through this.
I'm just thinking he's saying coming home from the bar and they're just sweaty. I mean, that's the worst thing you have to worry about.
I feel like in every one of these situations, the new song that you have with Charlie Puth could should pop up every time there's one of the situations. You just go, you guys pop in and go, that's not how this works.
And that's what you got to start the TikTok trend. That's what we're hoping happens on that. You know what I mean? It's like somebody just does something wrong, or like somebody says, oh yeah, I just got some sweat on these movie chairs. Oh, that's not how this works. You know? And you just pop in, and that's the trend right there.
Right.
That is.
I ran home.
I know, Dan, you're on social media a lot. Are you on TikTok? Do you get down the rabbit hole of TikTok, or are you actually responsible with your time?
Man, I've been off social media a little bit recently. We've been trying to finish up a new album, which we'll talk about very, very soon. But, you know, if I get on, that's my problem. If I open up the app, I just try not to, because it is like endless. It's so easy to just keep scrolling, and the algorithm serves you the craziest things. Like for me, it's like landscaping stuff. It's like some guy like weed whacking a perfect line on the sidewalk, and then he gets the blower out, and then it starts over, and then there's another guy doing like, you know, crazy designs in his grass. I mean, before you know it, you're on there for hours. I know that our career, like, it would be beneficial for us to be posting and very active on there, but I feel like for my mental health and for my sanity, it's best that I stay off. And if we have to post something, I will, because it is a trap.
Yeah, well, Rob stays off too.
You haven't been on in a while, and I was wondering how great your lives are, because I know if I could get rid of it, I probably would.
Yeah, unfortunately, 100%. it's a necessary evil in our business. You know, on both sides of our business, it's something you have to do. And whenever the new music starts rolling out, we'll probably be on there doing the dances and the surprising my dad with a new demo that we are asking our fans whether or not we should drop, even though the song's completely finished and we already have a release date. I'm sure we'll be doing all that stuff. But
there was a photo though that I saw where it was Dan plus Shay plus Rob, and then you guys cropped me out of it. I don't know if
you haven't seen that yet. Do you have that ready, Rob?
I saw it, and it was fantastic.
It was definitely. No,
I saw one of the last posts. You guys had a white background, like, photo shoot, and I just did like the exact same photo shoot myself. Holly was supposed to be there, but she canceled on me, and I'm like, we're supposed to get headshots together, and she's like, I am not ready, I can't do it. So I'm like, oh, fine, I'll go get my own. So I went.
I love that she did that. That was so much work. You probably did more work than we did that day to take those photos that we took out.
Oh, there it is.
It's incredible.
I mean, it's incredible. It's Rob's just inserting himself into your life.
Hey, I was like, look, we did the same photo shoot. We're all wearing black. I tried to insert myself into the band to make a duo, a trio. It's not going to happen.
You don't need
it. It looks so real. I honestly believed it at first. I was like, was that in Mexico? No, I didn't look like that.
Shay, right now, you can't see his hands, but he's texting his manager at the moment to let him know that there needs to be a what is that called? A restraining order? And you, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about the new music. I'm excited, though, for the album. I wanted to know, though, so this is a stupid question. You've probably been asked this before. Is it hard to write a song about a dog? Because, Dan, you love dogs so much. Is it difficult, or would you ever consider a dog song on your album? It's hard,
okay,
right?
There's like one or two lyrics on this album. There's nothing that's specifically about a dog, because I honestly like can't listen to him. Like Maggie's song by Chris Stapleton. So sweet. It's amazing. It's amazing. I can't, it's like watching Marley and Me, you know, so tough, and it's brilliant. And I know him and his family are huge supporters of Animal Rescue, which we love. And the fact that he was brave enough to write a song like that, I don't know if I if I could. I get kind of teared up thinking about it. But we, you know, we make some references throughout this album.
Okay.
You know, just some life stuff. But yeah, it is tough to write a song like that. Even the line that wrecks me is in Miranda Lambert's The House That Built Me. She's talking about the house and she says, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. Like, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, every time that line hits, I mean, it's so, so real. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's easier to just avoid that subject.
Right. It's easier just to talk about love and relationships, surprisingly. Right.
Yeah. Really elaborate songs titled You, you know, we really stretch for that one. No, it's a, you know, I think the love song thing really works for us. So maybe someday we'll be able to muster up the courage to do a dog song, but it is tough. It is very tough. And
that's
Stapleton did it the best that it could ever be done with Maggie's song. So I don't know.
Well, we might just stay away. It's something that has to be super personal to you as well. So like for the new record, is there anything that is super personal or maybe even vulnerable for y'all that you started writing about?
Definitely, dude. I think there's songs on the record too. I feel like with this project, we've never had this much time to write and record an album. Usually it's, you got 3 months to try to throw something together. And I don't want to, you know, I want to give our other albums more credit than that. It wasn't that we threw them together, but you just don't have the time to truly, like, you know, dive into a project and spend, you know, 17 hours in the studio and just be able to completely engulf yourself in the project. And I feel like we've done that. And Dan and I are in a better place than we have ever been with each other, with our wives, with our families. We've just really been in the pursuit of what it means to have success and what we've changed our definition of success and just the things that we're chasing after. And I think that this comes out so much in, you know, this new project and in writing this album that inherently came out. There's songs on there about exactly where we're at in our lives. And there's love, there's loss, there's, you know, different subjects on the album. There's fun as well, because we're just in this time where making music, man, is, you know, after the few years that we've all been through and now being on the other side of that and kind of feeling like we're standing on the mountaintop and not, you know, climbing and reaching after things that we don't need to be reaching after and kind of getting our priorities straight. I just feel like that is the accumulation. This album is the accumulation of all that. And I feel like it's going to feel incredible. And I don't want to say for the first time releasing a project, but I feel like for me personally, I think that this album as a whole, it for the first time feels like, all right, we've done all of this personal work and all right, here, the success is the release of the album. Like, this is, you know, getting this out there and a true representation of who we are and what we're all about. And it's just very genuine and from a place in our hearts. And I don't know, it's just, I've never had this much fun making music and just living life, man. It's a great day to be alive. All I can hear is,
it's a great day to be alive.
But it is.
I love that.
We're so lucky to get to wake up every day. And I just, you know, any little fight that you have and every struggle, I was watching this. I want to say we've been off social media, but someone had sent me this TikTok about a guy and he was talking about getting in a fight with his wife. And he was telling his friend at work about it. And he was like, man, he's like, me and my wife really got into it. I'm gonna have to really make this up when I get home. And his friend said, who told you that? And he's like, what, that I can make it up? And he's like, no, that you'd make it home. And I was just like, man, what a way to live your life. You know, I feel like we are always chasing after these things and we assume so much. We assume that this album is even gonna make it up. We assume that tomorrow is gonna come. We just assume all of these things. And I think that, you know, when you find joy in the process, you don't put weight on the future. You know, we have to live right now because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We have no idea. None of us know. And I think if you can find joy in the process of it, it keeps you right here. And so no matter what the music does, it's successful because I got to get into the studio with my best friend and make music, and not just music that we had to throw together. We made it because it came from our hearts and we put it together and it meant something. And that was the success. And what it does after that is just the cherry on top. And I'm just so grateful that I get to still be a part of the conversation and get on here and talk with wonderful friends like you that we've now known for over 10 years. That's just a crazy thing. And I'm very, very thankful. I forgot your question, but I'm just preaching a little bit. Don't worry about it.
I love everything you're saying.
I will come to all your TED Talks, all of them. Jay. I will come to all of them.
No, it's
funny to see. Sorry.
No piano.
Oh, there you go. No, I was just saying, it's nice to hear all that. Cause like you said, we're all, I think all of us, because of social media, right? We're always kind of going, oh, someone else is doing something more or has more or is working harder. I was talking to my friend yesterday and I'm like, my wife got me a hammock for my birthday. And I'm like, all right, when we're done working, I'm going to go in the backyard. I'm going to lay in the hammock, enjoy some sunshine. And I'm laying there and I'm like, I should be doing something else. I should be working. And I'm like, can't I just relax and enjoy my birthday present for 5 minutes? You know, it's that, like, and I feel like that's kind of all part of the, you know, the hustle and the grind of like keeping up with the Joneses type of thing. So that it's yeah. Nice to see and hear you say that you've found a spot where you're just enjoying all of it now, not really chasing other things that aren't that important.
Kind of the theme
that's
of
hard, that's hard work.
That's kind of the theme of our whole new album. You, in that little segment there, you said a few things that are actually lines and songs on the album. So
really?
Yeah, it'll all make sense here shortly.
Wait a second. I mean, Shay's been working in lyrics this entire time.
Rob has.
Oh, Rob has.
Rob has done like five lyrics.
Yeah.
Solid.
We'll that's crazy.
We'll cut you guys both in.
There's a song about laying in a hammock.
Yeah, it's called Hammock. Yeah, it's called Hammock. It's
no
hammock
way.
Song. It's
pretty good. Come on.
Are you kidding me?
No way. But other lyrics.
There was a couple words I said like the and that are in there.
Yeah. The and are in there.
Those will definitely be in there for sure.
Can I ask Shay, the last time we talked, I think you talked about saying that you had some interest in stand-up comedy. Maybe that was just a fleeting moment, but I was thinking
that was my first joke.
It's doing good. It's hitting really good. I was thinking about this for you and I was like, I think you might need a fake name. If you're going to go up there and like an open mic or something, do you have a fake name picked out or any kind of alter ego you would like to share with
us? I thought of the stupidest name. And I know it might be kind of crazy, but it's Rob Stone.
Oh, is actually
the name I'm going with.
Oh Lord.
Because yeah. The Rock was taken. And it's like, what are some other elements I could throw in there?
Yeah.
And like, not like approachable, but like rock hard. And I was like, Stone.
This
Rob
is this.
Stone.
It's perfect.
I wouldn't be able to say my last name first. And people are just like, he's going to do the James Bond thing. When you say Stone, you better believe
Stone, Rob.
That.
Rob Stone.
No one's first name is Stone. You know what I mean? Maybe mine will be. Maybe it'll just be Stone Phillips.
Stone Rob.
Oh, man. But no, I haven't thought of a fake name. But that would be a good one.
That one is a worker. I like that one. That work with that one. That's perfect.
There you go. I'll work with
Please.
It.
Hey, there's someone that always does a fake accent to me. And they call, I don't know if it's a German accent, but he calls me Stone of Rob. Is that Russian? Russian? Stone of Rob. Stone of Rob.
Russian.
Yeah, Russian. I think it's Russian. Yeah.
Stoner Rob. He's actually just saying Stoner Rob.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's what he's telling you. Yeah.
Oh my
is there
God.
Any, is, do we have a date yet for this album? Can we tell, or is it
you have a date?
Not quite yet. I'm still like obsessing over mixes. I need to turn it in ASAP, like today. I'll never, it's tough to turn in an album and say it's done. It's just whenever I surrender it or I'm forced to surrender it. But the things I'm doing at this point are making absolutely no difference in the grand scheme. Nobody would be able to ever identify any of the things I'm changing. So at some point I just need to say it's done and move on. But yeah, very soon, very soon. This year for sure. I mean, I know that doesn't narrow it down. There's a lot of year left, but
yeah. So Dan, are you a perfectionist? Everything?
Yeah. Sorry. There's two questions. Are you a perfectionist?
I'm producing it. Producing it both. Yes. To both of those. Perfectionist doesn't even begin to scratch the surface.
But does it go in other places or is it just music?
I wish I could. My wife's outside currently, but I wish I could get her to text me a picture. I got on my roof yesterday. This is very dangerous. Shay, I'll send you guys these pictures. They're ridiculous. There were leaves on our roof and I didn't know these gutters on our roof had like the mesh, you know, which is great. That's great. Yeah, yeah. So that the leaves sit on top of it. I was looking up at it from the ground and I was thinking the gutters were like this full of leaves because the leaves were kind of sitting on the surface. So I got this like old ladder that was kind of falling apart that was laying in the backyard, leaned against one side of the house, got on the roof, climbed up to another part. I'm up there shirtless in Birkenstocks, like the most dangerous. The roof is like aluminum and sloped. I'm up there with like this little Ryobi blower, you know, gonna probably run out of battery soon. I'm blowing all these leaves off because I couldn't stomach walking up to the house and seeing like these leaves sitting on the roof, especially filling up the gutter. So yeah, that's one example. But she was like, you're an absolute idiot. Like, she was looking at me up there. I'm up there, no shirt, holding the blower, trying to get all these leaves off. I've yet to walk out there yet today, but if there are any leaves up there again today, I'm going back up. So I've opened a can of worms. This is not just in the music. It's in my daily life too. I got to make sure everything, it's definitely a problem.
The spring cleanup is a lot. It's a lot of work.
I got to get the washer.
Boys, dude.
Yeah.
The boys are coming down.
I gotta get a power washer. That's the thing. We're down in Florida right now. And there's like these crazy, there's beautiful, like live oak kind of trees. We got this little like cottage thing down here. It's built like into these trees, but they shed the leaves twice a year. I mean, this is insane. Every day you walk out and the entire ground is covered in these leaves. They look awesome. Oh man, I go through some batteries on that blower.
When you get that power washer, it is going to be so insanely satisfying when you see like the strip of dirt coming off each time.
I have a power washer you can borrow. It's the most satisfying thing in the world.
The problem with the power washer is this, like, you'll think your ground is like, there's a little bit of whatever on it. And then you start power washing. You're like, oh, wow. I mean, this is filthy. And you get one spot or like one section of the sidewalk, you got to get it all. Because, you know, you can't just stop halfway. I mean, that's like a several day process.
Yeah. Don't get a carpet cleaner. Yeah. Don't get a carpet cleaner either. That is all.
This album's never going to come out if you get a power washer.
Or a carpet cleaner. Don't do it.
Hey, one more thing before we go, we wanted just to, we're involved with St. Jude a ton all year round, and I know you are as well. So we just wanted to hear a little bit of how you got involved and why you continue to be involved with St. Jude.
Absolutely, man. Anytime that we get to be involved with anything with St. Jude, we're always honored and humbled to be able to do that. And got to do a lot of cool things with them. And Dan and I have both been to the hospital. And it's just, for a place to be, obviously that's a very scary thing. And I honestly can't imagine now having three kids going through that as a family, watching your child go through that, all the other elements that you don't think about. You know, these kids have a lot of siblings sometimes, you know, and their parents, and you're having to think about where you're going to stay. You know, most of these people, they don't just like live in Memphis. They're not just there, you know, all the time. And I feel like it's, you know, there's so many things I'd never thought about with, you know, having a child there. But when you walk in there, there's so much hope for a place that is a very hopeless situation in a lot of cases, to where, you know, when you first get that news that your child has been, you know, diagnosed with this awful disease, I can't imagine what that would be like as a parent. But I tell you this, if it ever, God forbid, ever happened to my child, I'm so thankful that there is a St. Jude in the world to make it a little bit better of a place, because it's just, it's truly incredible. I mean, you walk through the halls, and in this place that shouldn't feel happy, you feel joy and you feel love. And it's just it's like a warm blanket. You know, you walk in there and people are loving on you, and they're so excited about what they're doing. Even when you talk with the doctors and the scientists, and they're there, you know, researching and doing things that I have no idea about. They took us through the labs and all these things where they're doing research. And it was just incredible to see behind the scenes. It's not just this pretty picture. I mean, it really, they live and breathe what they're doing and their cause. And it's just really incredible. I mean, walking in there, you feel it. And any time that we get to be involved in any manner, we want to do that, because they're truly saving lives there, and they're impacting families. And you know, when you walk in there and you can just see it, and getting to bring a smile to someone's face going through that is just, it's truly incredible. So shout out St. Jude. They're the greatest. Yes.
We agree.
Yeah. And if anyone has never been there, we always recommend to go as well. Cause you need to, it's one of those places you got to go see in person, but thank you for that.
Absolutely, man.
And that's a wrap, everyone. I think we did it.
I'm like looking at the time. I'm like, are we okay in time? We just want to say thank you for the music all the time. We're looking forward to all the new music, and we appreciate you.
You guys are the best, man. Seriously, thank you guys for always being there for us and always being a pleasure to talk to and hang out with.
Of course.
Y'all are some of the best. And we appreciate the friendship and support. I seriously can't wait for you to hear the new music. Shay and I were texting last night. Like, we're so deep in it. We've been like working so hard on it. Now we're like, I can't wait for people to hear it. We're so pumped. And We're in that process of trying to say it's done. I think it's all done. Right. Yeah.
You just got to walk away. Couple at some more point, things. Right. It's never, music to, is I'm, never done. You just got to learn to walk away.
Headphones out, all my extra hard drives. I mean, it's never ending. It's that's a whole thing. I got to turn right. it in now. This week is my final cutoff week.
Right. Good luck with for it. With finishing that up. I know it's difficult, but it's going to be, I'm sure it's done right now. It's just, just send it. It's good.
We think as the first single was done like last week. And then over the weekend, I was like, got a couple more ideas. So I tweaked it.
And you're sending those tweaks, dude. Like we've got this connected, like I don't know, the notes app that you have on the phone.
Yeah.
You can put other people on there. So anytime they make a change or put a song on the notes app, it automatically like downloads to my phone. Dan, I have like a connected thing. Sometimes I'll just write poop in it and he can see it. It's really fun. Dude, I swear to you, there's been times where we're like, all right, we're done. And then I'll get on there at night to go like listen to the album. It's all there like in sequence. And whenever you make a change, there's like a little red line that goes around it to alert you that there has been a change. Every day it alerts me. And I'm like, for $1 million, I wouldn't be able to guess what he did. I mean, no clue what he changed on this, but no one would. Changed. I think he's screwing with me. He's like messing with me. He's like, oh yeah, I did something. See if you can find it. Like, you're lying, dude. You didn't do it.
That is, this whole dynamic is the reason why there are all those Grammys and awards behind you. That is, yes. I say keep doing, don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Thank you guys, man. I can't wait for you to hear it. It's definitely our best yet. And we're really proud of it.
All right, y'all. Congrats. Thanks, guys. We can't wait either. Let us know. And we'll start rocking it. So have a great day.
Well, I love enjoy. You guys, man. I'm stoked.
You too.
I'm stoked.
Thank you. Love you guys. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.